he tell the church in Philippi that his experience?
那我们在上一次腓立比书第三章的第九节和第十节呢，是整本腓立比书的重点。
So, on chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, that's the most important verses in the whole book of Philippians.
如果这两节的圣经我们能够付上代价，求神帮助我们开启的话，你会对保罗以后所讲的各个地方的圣经呢，能够非常容易的理解。
If we study those two verses diligently and pay attention, and it will be easier for us to understand the later verses.
第九节，我们一起来念：信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Okay, to gain,
Let me run it. Through faith in Christ, the righteousness.That comes from God and is by faith. 那我们认为要被上帝来接受呢，我们总以为需要做到一个程度，及格了，神才会接纳我。
So sometimes we think if we want to be accepted by God, we have to reach a certain level.
基督信仰的根基呢，却是不是这样的方式。
But the foundation of our belief is not such.
不是我能够做到上帝要求的，我才被接纳。
It's not like I can do what God required and I will be accepted.
因为一个人一生的奋斗跟努力呢，远远没有办法达到上帝的要求。
Doesn't matter what we do in our whole life, we struggle, we toil, we can never reach the level God wants us to reach.
只有一个方法，就是你必须去承受上帝要给你的义。
The only thing we can do is to receive the righteousness from God.
信这个字就是接受的意思，就是接受了神要给我的。
Faith, that means we accept.
所以这个是基督信仰的中心点，就是在从这个地方来的。
So that's the center of our belief.
那神的义呢，怎么样能够成为我的呢？
How can we turn the righteousness of God into our own righteousness?
在第十节的地方，保罗很清楚的来讲到这个如何能够得成为你的。
So in verse 10, Paul tells us how we can turn the righteousness into our own.
那这个就必须向着这个标杆直跑。
So we have to press on towards the goal.
那第一件事情呢，这里有四个阶段呢。每一个阶段都很清楚的交代。第一个阶段说，使我认识基督。
So there are four important points. The first one is I want to know Christ.
这个认识呢，是来自于上帝的启示。
So that to know Christ is through revelation.
所以不是我们多聪明就能够真的认识上帝。
It's not how smart we are we can know God.
而是需要上帝亲自把他自己向你敞开。
But it's through God.By His power, He opened Himself to you and showed Himself to you.
神亲自要来让你看见。
And God showed Himself to you.
这个经历如果有的时候呢，你就会发现你的心灵里面就得到自由了。
So when you have such experience, you can feel true freedom from inside of you.
我们就不会被这个世界周围的事情，甚至被自己身体的健康或疾病呢，束缚住了。
So we'll not be bound by this worldly thing or even our physical conditions.
所以第一件事情，我们需要靠着上帝呢来认识耶稣。
So the first thing we need to do is through revelation, we need to know God.
第二件事情是使我们晓得耶稣的复活大能。
The second one is to know the power of His resurrection.
耶稣确确实实来到这个世界。
And Jesus indeed come into this world.
他在33岁半的时候被钉死在十字架上面。
When he was 33 years old and half, he was crucified.
他不但是实实在在的来，并且他实实在在的死在十字架上面。
So he indeed came and died for us.
但是第三天他被埋了，第三天呢，他就从死里面复活了。
But he was raised 3 days after he was buried.
他胜过死亡。
So he conquered death.
他在众人的面前活活的向他们显现。
And he showed himself in front of many people.
这件事情是人类所有的奋斗跟努力都达不到的。
All these things, it doesn't matter how we struggle, how we tried, we cannot achieve.
因为人必须死。
Because human, as we human, we all die.
不管你是多健康或者是多虚弱，你终归还是要死的。
Doesn't matter you're healthy or you're weak now.
不管你的道德多高或多不好。你还是得死。
Doesn't matter you have good morals or not so good.
因为人都有罪。
Because we are all sinful people.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
所以人没有办法胜过罪，所以人也没有办法胜过死。
So we cannot on our own conquer sin, so we cannot on our own conquer death either.
所以在整个人类的历史里面呢，只有耶稣这一位，他从死里复活。
So in all human history, only Jesus died and raised again.
这件事情在历史上已经记载了。
So this thing was recorded in the history.
这个复活的大能可以临到你的身上。
So the power of resurrection can be given to us.
当一个人领受了耶稣复活的大能的时候呢，他就可以超越他自己。
So when we receive the power of resurrection, we can surpass ourselves.
他不会被自己来限制。
We cannot limit it by our own.
所以他就有能力来完成神要交代他的事情。
So then we will have power and ability to finish what God has assigned us to do.
所以有了认识基督呢，还要经历到上帝的复活的大能。
So we know Christ and we know the power of his resurrection.
第三件事情就使我们能够晓得和他一同受苦，和耶稣一同受苦。
So the third thing is to know to the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings.
因为这个世界，耶稣自己说，这个世界恨你们了，之前呢已经恨我了，就恨耶稣了。
Because Jesus told us before the world will hate you, but before they hate you, they hate me first.
所以一旦你领受了耶稣了以后呢，这个世界就会主动的来开始逼迫你。
So when you receive Jesus, this world will persecute you.
会与你为敌。
Will be the enemies to you.
所以你会开始会发现，奇怪，过去我很习惯的、非常舒适的这个世界，怎么突然一下就转了，变了脸色，对我产生一个仇视的观念。
So sometimes we're wondering why this world is so friendly to me. Why now is my enemy?
因为耶稣与这个世界是为敌的。
Because Jesus is the enemy.The world is the enemy of Jesus.
你就会开始经历到一种受逼迫的痛苦。
And then, because of that, you will feel the suffering of the persecution.
但是耶稣在这里告诉我们说，当你受苦的时候呢，我与你同在。
But Jesus said, "When you are persecuted, I'm here with you."
那为什么我们能够持续的受苦呢
？How can we keep on taking all this attack from this world?
因为耶稣与我同在的那个快乐呢，远远的大过了这个痛苦。
Because the joy of knowing Jesus is with us is way past beyond the persecution from this world.
所以实际上，从世界来的苦呢，与耶稣的同在呢，一接触了以后呢，反倒抵消掉了以后呢，你经历到的是更深的喜乐。
So the love of Christ does not evenOnly offset the pain of this world, we can actually feel more joy.
第四件事情是使我效法他的死。
The fourth thing is becoming like him in his death.
我想没有人会去效法任何人的死。
So I don't think anybody will want to die like somebody else.
我曾经有个朋友说，我。不希望这样死，不希望那样死。我最后说，那你想用什么方法来死呢
？So I have a friend say, I don't want to die like this. I don't want to die like that. So I ask him, how do you want to die then?
他说，我希望我最后是笑死的。
I want to laugh to death.
这里说我要效法耶稣的死的意思是讲到我们必须背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
So here we say becoming like him in his death means we have to carry our own cross and follow him.
就这四个步骤呢，使我们得着基督。
So based on these four things, we can receive Jesus.
所以从刚刚开始的一起头，因信从神而来的义的以后呢，这四件事情就我们就变成有可能了。
So from the beginning, when we we have received righteousness from God, and then we can start experience those four things.
所以这四件这个四个阶段，你经历的越多的时候呢，在你的里面呢，基督就越来越丰富了。
So you experience those four things more and more in your life, and you can experience Jesus more and more in your life.
就像施洗约翰说的，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Like the John the Baptist said, he must increase and I decrease.
这个就是等一下我们要进入的主题，靠主喜乐的原因就在这里。
So those are the reasons of our today's topic, to rejoice in the Lord.
我认识基督，我的灵里面能够得自由。
So I know Jesus, I can feel freedom in my spirit.
我认识他复活的大能，使我能够超越自己。
I know the power of his resurrection, so I can go beyond myself.
与主受苦呢，我就能够享受他的同在。
To suffer with him, so to experience that he is with me.
效法他的死呢，使我这个人能够从基督呢，从我里面释放出来。
To becoming like him in his death, so I can release Jesus from me.
好，一个人如果有这样四个步骤经历了以后，基督就在里面越来越丰盛，越来越丰盛。
So if we experience those four things, Jesus will grow inside of us.
所以接下来我们来看今天的主题，靠主喜乐。
So let's go into our today's topic, rejoice in the Lord.
中文的翻译呢？如果用英文原文的讲法的话，事实上应该讲是说在主里面的喜乐。
So in if we translate into English directly from Chinese, it's your joy come from inside from the Lord.
好，今天的经文，我们一起来念哈。第一节，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄。你们应当靠主站立得稳。
Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends.
你如果仔细看这一节的圣经哦，也就是说这一卷书是保罗写腓立比书最后一卷书。
So if we pay attention to these verses, this book is actually the last book Paul wrote to the church in Philippi.
也就是说这封信的最末了的时候，他写的这个第四章。
So that's the end of this letter.
他这里讲到保罗呢，跟腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹的关系。
So this shows his relationship with the church and brothers and sisters in Philippi.
他这里称他们说你是我的弟兄。
He called them brothers.
我称你为弟兄的，在基督里面讲说你是我的弟兄的意思就是说你跟我呢，我们有共同的生命。
So when we call each other brothers or sisters in Christ, that means we share the same life.
所以当你和你的父亲都信耶稣的时候呢，你的父亲呢可能不会很高兴的。
So when and your father all believe in Jesus, you too are brothers.
你过去拍拍你父亲的肩膀说 brother.
And then you go tap on your dad's shoulder, say, "Hey, brother."
但是这个不是我们这个肉体关系的，乃是灵里面的关系。我们有同有基督的生命。
But this is not from our blood relationship, but it's through Jesus.
而且他称他们说你们是我所爱的。
And he also called them, "You are my loved."
这个就是一个对爱人在讲话的意思。
This is the way he talked to the lover.
如果我一天到晚对弟兄姐妹说“我爱你，我爱你”，我看可能有些弟兄觉得不太对劲，可能姐妹也会觉得不太对劲啊。
So if I say I love you all day, you might feel a little weird.
并且他这里讲到说，我非常的想念你们，因为他这个时候被关在监狱里面。
And also he said, I longed for, because he was in prison at that time.
而且他说，你们是我的喜乐。
And he said, you are my joy.
你们是我的享受。
And you are my enjoyment.
我一想到你们我就快乐了。
So every time when I think about you, I'm happy.
特别是我现在在监狱里面，但是我一想到你们的时候，监狱根本不是对我没有任何影响了。
However, I'm in prison right now, but every time I thought about you, you bring me great joy.
他说你们是我的冠冕。
So he said, you're my crown.
冠冕的意思就是一个荣耀的事情。
So the crown means his accomplishment.
也就是说你们是我的骄傲。
He said, you're my glory.
而且最后他说你们是我亲爱的朋友。
And then last he said, you're my dear friends.
所以我们在这里看到说你是我的兄弟。
So we see here he said, you're my brothers.
你是我所爱的。
And whom I love.
你是我所想念的。
And long for.
你是我的快乐。
You're my joy.
你是我的荣耀。
And crown.
你是我亲爱的朋友。
And my dear friend.
这个是一个传道人给一个教会最大的冠冕，就这样。
So this is the pastor gave to his church.
任何一个教会都盼望他们的传道人对他这样的称呼。
So every church wants their pastor to call them all the things.
他说他用这样的关系告诉他们说，我等于是用双手把你们拥抱在我的怀中。
So by saying that, he think it makes us feel like he, that what he means is he holds this church within his arms.
你们是我朝思暮想的。
And he's, you're the one who I think always.
他这样的对他们呼唤的时候，他说：“你们要在主里面站立得稳。”
So when he said that, he said, "You need to stand firm in the Lord."
而且是你们应该就本当就在基督里面要站立得稳的。
And then you should stand firm in the Lord.
那这里讲的意思是说，你们本来应当就这样的话，意思就是为什么？因为前面那四件事情啊。如果你们在这四件事情上持续的依靠主的话呢，你们应当在主里面是站立得稳的。
So why he said you should stand firm in the Lord is because the four things we just discussed.
所以这里中文没有翻出来一个字，很重要的一个字就是 therefore.
So there is a word in Chinese that we don't have. It's the word therefore.
中文 therefore 的话就是因此的意思。
So in Chinese, it's 因此。
Okay. 所以那我们要讲说，因此你们要这样的话，也就是说前面有一个原因的。
So if we say 因此 that means there is something before that.
有一个原因在前面。
And there is a reason.
所以因此这样子。
And so you should do such.
所以我刚才跟各位提到那四件事情，就是前面的原因。
So the four things we just discussed is the reason.
所以腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，你们如果前面这四件的操练的话呢，接下来你们应当就在主里面站立得稳的。
So if we do the four things, which is to know Christ, to know the power of His resurrection, fellowship in His suffering, and like Him in His death, and we should stand firm in the Lord.
接下来，他用命令的语气说：“如果你们有这样四个程序的操练的话呢？”你们要靠主常常喜乐。
So he said, you should rejoice in the Lord always.
我再说，你们要喜乐。
And I'll say it again, rejoice.
我过去读腓立比书的时候呢，读到这里的时候呢，我常常我的心里面就刹车了。
So before when I read the book of Philippians, and when I reached to this verse in my heart, it's kind of stopped here.
因为常常有弟兄姐妹来跟我说，我们看你的样子好像很不喜乐。
So there's so often brothers and sisters come to me and said, you don't seem like very happy.
有冬瓜、西瓜，有一种瓜是苦瓜，他说很像那种。
And so you look pretty much like a bitter melon.
所以我就变成发现这句话说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。所以我这个时候在想说。我是不是这个脸部的微笑的那个肌肉啊比较不发达，所以笑不起来。
So when I look at the verse rejoice in the Lord, I was thinking if the muscle on my face is not loose enough to smile often.
所以每次读到这里的地方，我就在想说我的信仰到底是不是出了什么问题。
So every time I wonder if my faith, there's some problem with my faith.
而且他用命令的方法说你们要喜乐，也就是说指着我说你要喜乐。
So he actually ordered us to rejoice in the Lord.
那我那时候的想法就我自己的观念就认为说，因为可能是我脸上没有带着很迷人的笑容。
So my thought at the At that time, is I probably don't laugh too often or smile too often.
所以我就用一种很难通过这一个要求的态度，再过一个基督徒的生活。
So it's my attitude is it's very hard for me to just live a Christian life like that.
等我再多一点的了解圣经以后呢，我开始找到，因为我认为我好像是被压制的一个基督徒，所以我就很努力的去找圣经，有没有什么地方我可以翻身的地方。
So I actually searched the Bible to find the answers.
后来我终于听到了一个人告诉我说，你知不知道耶稣在世上的时候，人家给他一个绰号。
So and then finally one day, some people told me, "Do you remember when Jesus was still in this world? People gave him a name."
A nickname.
A nickname.
那他们跟我讲的那个错，他的那个别号的时候，我就到字典里面去翻了。
So after they said that, I tried to look in the dictionary.
真的，我给我找到了。
And I found it.
耶稣被称为 the man of sorrows.
So Jesus was called.The man of sorrows.
我读到这一节这个地方的时候，我心里面就真的很有喜乐。
So when I read this, I really have joy in my heart.
他是一个忧愁忧患之子啊。
And he is man of sorrows.
那表示世上的人看耶稣的时候呢，他们觉得他是一个忧患之子。
So that means when people look at Jesus, people will think he is a man of sorrows.
我不知道各位在圣经里面读过了以后，你们有没有读到说耶稣笑起来了？
So, brothers and sisters, when we read Bible, have you ever noticed in the Bible that Jesus is happy and laugh?
甚至笑起来 ，smile
and smile.、
啊、我找了很久啊，我终于又找到一个地方。
So I searched for a long time. I found it one place.
那是在路加福音第十章。
In Luke chapter 10.
那里发生了一件事情。
And there's something happened there.
耶稣差遣了70个门徒出去传道。
So Jesus sent out 72 to preach the good news.
然后耶稣在自己的家乡在那里传道，在那里行神迹，而且行很大的神迹。
Well, at the same time, Jesus was preaching in his hometown, Nazareth, taught in the synagogues and performed a lot of miracles.
结果呢，他的家乡的人都不相信他。
But he was rejected in his hometown.
当他们拒绝他了以后呢，他的门徒回来了。
After they reject him, and the 72 disciples came back.
他们好高兴哦。
And they were full of joy.
他说：“主啊，我们出去传道的时候，连魔鬼都服了我们。”
So they come back and say, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name."
所以耶稣是老师啊，结果大家都拒绝他。
So Jesus was a teacher, but everybody was reject him.
就他教出来徒弟去外面转一圈回来，就说得了个大胜利。
But his disciples have great victory.
如果你刚好处在耶稣的位置上的时候，你的感觉是怎么样呢
？So what you're gonna feel if you are in the position of Jesus?
按照一般常人来讲的话，不敢跟门徒说，我在这家乡里面失败啊，我不好说出来。
So usually we probably won't tell the students that I'm not very successful in my hometown.
按人来看的话，那可以讲是耶稣的事业里面的最低潮。
So we can see that's probably low point in Jesus' teaching career.
但是这个时候，圣经却记载说，耶稣就被圣灵欢乐的起来了。
But here it says at that time Jesus full of joy through the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里看到一个忧愁忧患之子呢，他唯一一次啊欢乐的。记载就在这里。
So now we see the man of sorrow. The only time he was happy is recorded here.
甚至我就在找保罗。
And also I look at Paul.
保罗他说要求我要喜乐。
Paul asked me to rejoice.
所以我就很仔细的翻圣经。
So I look into the Bible in detail and looking for.Things regarding to Paul.
我要找到一个地方是保罗你所说的跟你所行出来的不一样的地方。
So I'm trying to find some place where he said and what he does is not match.
我当然很容易，你一想到那个保罗最痛苦的就是哥林多后书。
So if you think the most suffering Paul have ever suffered is recorded in the book of 2 Corinthians.
他说我为众教会天天重担压在我的身上。
He said, I have burdens.
有谁软弱我不软弱。
And then if they're weak, I'm not weak.
有谁跌倒我不焦急。
If they fall, I'm not worried.
所以事实上我就发现，哎，那队友找到了，你也是过着一个很忧愁的日子啊。
So I think I found that you are living in worries too.
那你怎么竟然要求别人说你们要喜乐呢？
But why you ask other people to rejoice in the Lord?
后来我发现，原来我自己对喜乐的观念不是正确的。
And then I found out I do not have the right conception of the meaning of the rejoice.
我发现保罗的喜乐不是我观念中的那个喜乐。
So I found out the joy in Paul is not the joy in me.
在耶稣的身上也是如此。
And also in Jesus.
所以他们的喜乐呢，不是从外面的反应、表达或者成就来确认的。
So their joy does not come from outside, their success and other things.
所以保罗关在监狱里面，他反倒来说你们要喜乐。
So even though Paul was in the prison, he said.You should rejoice.
所以在腓立比书有了那 四件事情的操练了以后呢，基督在我里面增加了。
So after we learned the four things we just discussed, Jesus has increased inside of me.
所以原因他能够喜乐，不是其他的事情，只有一件事情，那就是耶稣基督在我里面增加了。
So the joy inside of him is not from other circumstances, but it's Jesus has increased inside of him.
所以保罗说这句话说，你们要靠主，你们要在主里面常常喜乐。事实上就是说，你们在那四件事情上操练上，你们要向着标杆直跑。
So when Paul said rejoice in the Lord and then rejoice always, that means we should, based on those four points we discussed, we should press on towards the goal.
所以你们这样的话在主里面呢，你们就可以站立得稳。
And then you can stand firm in the Lord.
因为你们在主里面站立得稳，你们就可以在主里面喜乐了。
Because you stand firm in the Lord, and then you can experience the rejoice in the Lord.
所以第四章在这里我们所读的是结果，并不是原因。原因是在前面那四件事情。
So the chapter 4 is a result, not the reason. The reason is in the previous chapter.
好，接下来他说你们。有了基督在里面增加的时候呢，接下来他说你们就能够叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
So the next he said, let your gentleness be evident to all.
如果不是刚才我们的这个理解的话呢，这句话就变成很奇妙，突然冒出来的，叫你们喜乐，要靠主喜乐，结果呢要叫众人知道你们谦让的心，是前后不一致的。
So if we might think it's not have any connection with the previous verses.
谦让在英文这个字讲得非常好，是 gentleness.
So gentleness is actually very well described in English.
这个谦让的意思呢，事实上不是一个弱者的表现。
So the gentleness does not mean that you're weak.
我们常常以为一个人很谦让，好像是他不行，所以他不得不这样谦卑下来。
So sometimes you think people is gentle because he cannot do anything.
而且保罗在这里告诉他们说，你们要让大家知道。
And here Paul said to be evident to all.
这个原因是因为你的里面基督多了，所以你有实力啊，所以你可以谦让。
But the thing is, we could think the other way because you have Jesus inside of you, so you can be more and more gentle.
所以一个有基督丰富的人呢，他能够很容易谦让的，他能够很温柔的。
So when we know Jesus, it's not very hard for us to be gentle towards others.
我们注意看到一个人会对别人有攻击性的话，往往是他借着攻击的时候来遮盖他的软弱的地方。
So sometimes we see people attacking others is trying to hide their own weakness.
所以他没有办法谦让的。
So he can't be gentle.
因为你踩到他的红线了。
Because you step across the line.
但是如果我基督在里面这么丰富的话，我并不需要担心别人如何对待我，因为你再怎么样的对待我呢，我里面的基督不可能改变的，你拿不走的。
But it's not like us. If we have Jesus inside of us,They can't take it away. There's nothing to be afraid of.
所以有时候我们看见 很多的基督徒能够感动别人，往往不是在他顺境的时候，反倒是在他逆境的时候。
So sometimes we see when our Christian brothers and sisters really touch other people's heart, it's not when they're doing everything well, but it's when they're in trouble or in persecution.
我们知道这个物理学上 有一个名词，在 物理学上有一个叫重心，一个东西的重心。
So we know there's something in the physics called
center of weight.
Oh, center of weight.
我们知道一个东西越稳定的话，它的重心必须越高还是越低呢？越低，对不对？
Yeah, so we know if something is stable, the center of weight should be at low, at very low point.
Lower position. 所以也就是我们越有分量的时候呢，我们能够越谦卑。
So when that means when our center weight is at the right position, and we can be more and more gentle.
所以基督徒，我们要知道，事实上不认识耶稣的人，他在看，他在等，在等你在不顺的时候，在逆境的时候，在倒下去的时候，你怎么过你的日子
？So we all will know that people that do not know Jesus will always look at us and see how we're going to be doing when we are in trouble under persecution.
如果基督丰富的话，你在这样的环境的时候呢，你就不会被推倒。
So if we have Jesus inside of us, we will not fall.
所以说，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，不是说我要把它表演出来，并不是这个意思。
So let your gentleness be evident to all. It doesn't mean like you need to show off.
事实上是因为基督已经在我里面了，因为他有，所以我才能够稳。
But that's because Jesus is inside of you, because he's inside of you, and then you become gentle.
所以在这里告诉我们说，如果你让人看得见你谦让的心的时候，你就可以喜乐了。
So that means when people can see your gentle heart, you can enjoy, you can feel the joy.
好，接下来说主已经近了。
So the next one says the Lord is near.
你注意看这里面，如果你会发现是不是看起来不是一贯的。
So if you see, it's not really continuous.
为什么突然讲谦让心，然后现在又讲到主已经近了？事实上，保罗在这里要讲的是靠主喜乐的结果是这样子的。
So why we just talk about gentleness now? The Lord is near, but in the whole chapter, Paul was talking about rejoice in the Lord.
你能够喜乐的，因为什么？因为主已经近了。
How can you have the joy in your heart because Jesus inside of you?
不认识上帝的人，如果跟他讲说耶稣要再来的话，他对他来讲没有什么影响的。
So for the people who do not believe in Jesus, if you say Jesus is coming back, it doesn't mean too much to him.
但是对基督徒，如果你稍微多读一点点圣经的时候，你就会发现，如果当耶稣再回来的时候呢，你如果没有预备好的话，你是会很慌张的。
But for our Christians, we know when Jesus is coming back, if you're not prepared, it's not going to be very
uneasy.
Very uneasy.
这个就好像说，那些用功读书的学生啊，他很希望什么？他很希望期末考赶快到。
So it's like a student prepared very well for the final. He was actually expecting the final.
因为他已经预备好了。
Because he's well prepared.
所以赶快考，比较赶一考刚考完，我就可以去好好休息。
So after the final exam, you're free.
但是没有预备的呢，他希望什么？又延期啊。
But the one who has not well prepared for the final exam, hoping it's been postponed.
最好老师忘记考试了。
And better if the teacher forget about this.
但是主已经近了，就是要回来做最后审判的时候呢，我已经预备好了。
So the Lord is near actually means the judgment day is near.
所以基督丰富的话，就是我预备好了。
So if we have Jesus, that means I'm well prepared.
主一近了，他审判的日子到了，我是更快乐的。
So when Jesus comes, I'll be full of joy.
这是喜乐的原因。
That's the reason of our joy.
接下来他说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
So next he said, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
一无挂虑。
So don't be anxious about anything.
你知道现在有不少的年轻人、啊、在某一段的时间里面他真的是一无挂虑。
Do you know there are some people when they're young during a period of time there are nothing that they're anxious about.
我可能 用的字不太好，不能讲说只有年轻人，有现在有一些人、啊、在某一段时间里面他真的一无挂虑。
Okay, there are some people in certain point of their lives there is no worry.
就是当他在那边弄手机的时候，那 iPad 的时候，哇，一直弄，一直弄，一直弄，一直弄，他根本不会有挂虑的。
That's when they're playing with a cell phone or iPad.
因为什么？因为他们只盯着一个目标而已，没有其他的事情。其他的事情再什么痛苦啊、烦恼啊、很麻烦啊，他根本都 不去想他，他只注重这件事情，所以他就在那个时候，他真的是一无挂虑。
Because they're so focused on it, and all the worries and everything it's on the side, so at that moment, they really don't have any worries.
你现在把它想想看，这个 iPad 就是耶稣的话，你一直盯着他的话，周围很多什么孩子生病啊，这个房租还没交啊。老板明天要找我啊！这个最重要，这个最重要。
So that's just think about if Jesus is the iPod. So you focus on him. All the other worries, like my kids are sick, the boss gonna talk to me, and I need to pay my rent. Everything is nothing.
这个就是基督徒能够喜乐的地方。
That's how we find our joy from.
我们没有办法这样的喜乐，原因就是因为我们把耶稣其他的事情呢看得比耶稣还要重要，所以我们就盯着其他的事情。
So the thing hinders our joy is we focus everything else more than Jesus.
但是其他的事情总的都会带给我们忧愁。
But the things around us will bring us trouble and worry.
但是你一盯着耶稣的话，他只带给我什么？他只带给我喜乐。
But when we focus on Jesus, all he will bring us is joy.
所以你就一定可以喜乐的。
So you will feel it.
而且他说只要凡事借着祷告和祈求用一个感谢的心，他这里讲英文讲得很好，他说用感谢的心来祷告跟祈求。
So and he said in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. And here let's notice that the word thanksgiving.
如果遇到顺利的事情用感谢的心来祷告，那是很容易的。
So when everything goes well, it's easy for us to pray with thanksgiving.
但是如果遇到不顺利的事情要用感谢的心来祷告不是太容易的。
But when everything's not going so well, can we pray with thanksgiving?
我们常常盯着那件事情，这件事情不顺利，所以我就盯着这件事情，所以当然我没有办法喜乐的。
So sometimes just focus on the thing that bothering us, of course we cannot experience the joy.
但是如果这个不顺利的事情你眼睛盯的是耶稣的话就不一样了。
But if the thing that you're actually focused on is Jesus, the whole thing will change.
这个不顺利的事情，如果我眼睛盯着耶稣的话，就说这个不顺利的事情呢，让我能够得着更多的基督。
So, but if we look at the other way, because of my trial, and I can experience more Jesus.
我的孩子很吵啊，但是我这个是我很烦恼的一件事情，但是我眼睛是盯着耶稣。
But my kids are very noisy, but my eyes are on Jesus.
我就得着忍耐。
So I'll receive patience.
我就能够得着谅解。
And I have
understanding.
Understanding. Yes.
你不是为着这个困难的事情成为你的主，你把耶稣当成你的主。这些困难所遇到的事情呢，只是一个平台，让你能够让基督能够在你里面增加。
So the troubles and trials are not your Lord, but Jesus is your Lord.
所以这样的时候，你就能够用感谢的心来祈求。
And then you can use prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
将你们所要的告诉神。
And present your request to God.
如果有四前面所讲的这四个操练的话呢，你会发现你心里面所要的已经不再是从你自己的需要出发的，乃是从上帝的需要来做出发的。
If we practice the former four points we talked about, and then now you will experience that what you ask is not for yourself, but it's based on what God wants.
接下来这个经文要回答，真的不是你自己本身自己真的所要的，乃是神所要的。
So the next verses is not what you want, it's what God wants.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ.
从这一节回到刚才讲到，将你们所要的，因为 你自己所想要的呢，不会是超过出人意外的。
So compared to the previous verse, to present your request.
所以 你们所要的，事实上是因为四个操练以后，基督的增多以后呢，你所祷告的成为基督所要的。
So your request is because of the peace which transcends all understanding. What you ask is what God wants. It's not what you want.
你可以记回忆一下，你过去为你自己，从你自己从出发点来祷告求的事情，当他成就的时候，你会不会觉得非常的意外呢？
So think about every time when you pray about these worldly things and about your own request. When it's fulfilled, are you surprised?
我想你自己想要的你知道，如果得到你就说我感谢，因为我要的我要到了。
So when we receive what we ask for, we will say thank you because I received what I have asked for.
但是你所要到的一定不会 出你的意外之。
But usually it won't go beyond what you want.
所以也就是出人意外的意思，讲到就是说是神所要的，是你眼睛没有看过，耳朵没有听过，心里面没有想过的。
So the things we say transcends all understanding is the things that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart have ever understand.
事实上第七节的中文呢，可以翻成这样的方法，就是说赐平安的神呢，会超过所有想象能理解的呢，来保在基督耶稣里面来保守你的心怀意念。
So in this verse, we could see the God of peace.
Which transcends
all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以有时候我们在读的时候呢，如果没有注意它原来的意思的话呢，会读成我想要的。
So if we don't pay attention to the previous verses, we'll easily think it's we ask for what we want.
所以我们常常有这样的解经啊，解成大家读了以后觉得。很合乎我的意思，好像你们所要的，你们跟神要都会得到给你的。
So sometimes after we read the verses, we feel encouraged because I can ask whatever I want and God will give it to us.
那要得到呢就感谢，但是要不到呢，只要闭上嘴巴，不敢让人家知道。
So sometimes when we receive, we thank God, and then we don't receive, we dare not to say it.
而且没有喜乐。
And there's no joy.
所以这个原来的意思是这样子的。
But the true meaning is this.
也就是说基督在我里面借着这四个过程呢，我丰富了以后呢，我就可以让众人知道我有谦让的心。
So what really means that after the four things that I have experienced and I have Jesus inside of me and I can show my gentleness.
我让人家知道的原因目的只是让他知道基督的丰富是可以喜乐的。
And then to show people that Jesus can make your joy complete.
主已经尽了，因为我可以交账了，我可以喜乐。
Because Jesus, I can finally rejoice.
因为我定睛在耶稣基督的身上，所以我可以一无挂虑。
Because I focus on Jesus, I don't have to worry about anything else.
并且神会保守我的心怀意念，让我持续在他的喜乐里面。
And God will guard our hearts and our minds.
我用这样的方式跟大家分享圣经。事实上，这个可以煮鱼给人吃，这是一种方法。把鱼啊煮好了给人吃，这是一种方法。第二种方法是我教这个人怎么样煮鱼。
So the way I'm sharing the Bible with you, it's like there are two ways to do things. One is I can cook the fish for you, or I can teach you how to cook the fish.
还有一种，我教你怎么样捕鱼。
And the other one is I teach you how to catch the fish.
如果这三种的话，你比较喜欢哪一种？
So which one you prefer?
我想大部分人说，你就煮一条鱼让我吃就好了。
So I think most people probably say, you just cook the fish and I'll eat it.
那这样的话，不断的这样做法的话，最后你就成为一个很胖的人。
But if you do it over and over again, and you know, I think the result is become very heavy.
如果第二种的话，我教你怎么做鱼，那当然你就可以开餐厅。
And then second, if I teach you how to cook the fish, you can open your own restaurant.
但是另外一种，我教你怎么样去抓鱼的话，你可以成为帮助别人的人。
And then the third one, if I teach you how to catch fish, and you can help others.
所以这三样的 方式里面呢，我想第三种方式是最单调的。
I think the third one might be very boring.
但是第三种却是最能够真正成为你的祝福的。
But it's more effective and will bring you more blessings.
今天跟大家讲的就是怎么样抓鱼。
So today our message focuses on it. How to catch fish.
盼望你多多的得着基督。
I hope you receive more and more Jesus.
这个虽然看听起来好像是一个很平淡的，不是很像能够吃鱼那么样的兴奋，但是这个是要紧的事情。
However, it doesn't sound like excitement of eating the fish, but it's very important.
你的喜乐会从里面出来的。
And the joy will overflow from you.
你的喜乐不再受周围旁边的环境的变化而影响。
And your joy will not be limited by the change of your environment or substance.
你有一个把握，因为基督在我里面持续的丰富。
Because you are sure that Jesus inside of you.
这就是今天的信息，在基督里的喜乐。
That's our today's message. Rejoice in the Lord.
我们盼望每一个人，你都可以得着。
And I hope everybody will receive the joy.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.